pasuk tells us in Parshas Yisro that by Matan Torah, Hashem descended onto Har Sinai and summoned Moshe to the top of the mountain. And he gave him very crucial instructions. Leich ha'il ba'am. Go down and warn the people not to ascend the mountain. Pen yehersu al Hashem liroiz, because in their eagerness to ascend the mountain, v'nofal memenu roiv. Many of them will perish. And the question is, v'nofal, singular, lashon yachid? There were millions of people at Har Sinai. It should really say, v'noflu memenu roiv. Says Rashi, kol mal shi'ipu mehem, v'filehu yechidi, chashav lefonei roiv. Hashem said, even if one person falls, to me, it is considered as if many have fallen. From here we see how precious every single yid is in the eyes of Hashem. Every neshama is a world. The loss of even one yid is a tragedy of massive proportions. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. In December of 1981, a 14-year-old boy by the name of Eduardo Torres was living in Puerto Rico. Disillusioned with a life of emptiness and searching for meaning, he kept hearing from his mother about those incredible Jewish people of New York. Intrigued, Eduardo got onto a boat and made the journey. But not just to New York, but specifically to Williamsburg of all places. I clearly remember the day he arrived. He found work as a delivery boy in a small grocery store on Wilson Street, right next to the Ravina Masifta. While working there, he slowly became more and more drawn to Yiddishkeit. Just 2 years later, under the guidance of two rabbanim, he went to the mikveh as Eduardo Torres and emerged as Avram ben Avram Goldstein, taking the last name of one of his rabbanim. Years later, Rabbi Edel Frank, a prominent Breslov Dayan, invited Rabbi Avram to a shmini atzeres suda. Also present at the suda was a young woman from Mexico, herself a recent convert. Her conversion actually was overseen by Rabbi Frank. So Avram and this young woman hit it off at the suda, and weeks later, they were engaged. Fast forward a few decades. Today, Rabbi Avram Goldstein lives in Muncie with his family. He wears a shtreimel on Shabbos, sports a long beard and peyas, and speaks a zaftige Yiddish. He founded an organization called Torah's Chesed to support converts in Baal HaTshuva in South America. The story is told that Rabbi Goldstein had a friend whose son Yaakov was drifting away from Yiddishkeit. So the parents turned to Rabbi Goldstein for help. Rabbi Avram began spending time with Yaakov, trying gently to influence and guide him back. One day he casually said to this young Yaakov, "Come with me to the supermarket. I need to buy something." They drive to this large supermarket. It was owned by a religious non-Jew named John. When they walked in, John greeted Rabbi Avram warmly. And then he asked him, "Rabbi, please introduce me to your young companion." And Rabbi Avram said, "This is Yaakov. And you should know, Yaakov is a Levi." And John was astounded. He jumped up from his chair, he ran to the store's PA system, and he announced, "We have an authentic Levite in the store. All employees report to my office to receive a blessing." And moments later, 70 employees lined up. And one by one, Yaakov gave them a bracha. When they returned to the car, Yaakov broke down in tears. "Why are you crying?" Rabbi Avram asked him. Yaakov said, "Until now, I never saw myself as anything special. But today, for the first time, I feel I have value." That one moment changed the entire direction of Yaakov's life. We must never forget who we are. We are all special. We are all kahanim. We are capable of bracha. We are mamleches kahanim. We were chosen by Hashem to be a light unto the nations, to uplift and inspire the world. One moment of awareness, a single experience of true self-worth, redirected Yaakov's life. Chazal say, "Kalamakayim nefesh achas miYisrael, ki ilu kaim oyla mole." Whoever saves one Jewish soul, it is as if they saved the entire world. By Matan Torah, the pasuk says, "Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar." So the question is, "Vayichan loshen yachid?" There were millions of people at Har Sinai. So Rashi explains, "Ki ish echad balev echad." Every person mattered. If one person was missing, there would not have been Matan Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah, and there are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael. Just like if one letter is missing from the Sefer Torah is possible, likewise, if one neshama would have been missing by Kabbalah Satorah, the event of Mamad Har Sinai would have not taken place. Shavuos is an Eis Ratzon. The Sfarim say that when the Baal Koreh reads the Aseres HaDibros, it is equivalent to Matan Torah. And just like by Matan Torah, all of the sick were healed, likewise, when we hear the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos, We can all be helped with refuahs and yeshuas and everything that we need. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.